Chandu, the magician. Chandu brings you a repeat performance of his mystifying Assyrian money changer trick. Yes, by popular demand, once more you can get this thrilling magic trick for just 25 cents in coin. 1/4 and a White King granulated soap box top, or 3 Sierra Pine toilet soap wrappers, mailed to Chandu, Los Angeles 21. Listen. You take a penny from your pocket or handbag and lay it on a table. Cover the penny with the mystic ruby block. So coot, you say. Now lift the block, and behold, in place of your penny, there's a silver dime. Here's an amusing pocket trick for you men, an entertaining party trick for you ladies, and a trick with which you boys and girls can mystify all your young friends. Just send 1/4 and a White King soap box top or 3 Sierra Pine toilet soap wrappers to Chandu, Los Angeles 21. Send for your money changer tonight. Faced with the mysterious loss of the occult power which had given him the name Chandu the Magician throughout the Far East, Frank Chandler has been unable to free his sister Dorothy Regent from the barbarous Siamese jungle tribe. Moreover, he has discovered just in time Bob's reckless attempt to release his mother, a plan which Chandler knows would have meant the death of all of them. But Chandler does not know, as he goes into his room at the primitive bungalow, that Betty has determined to offer herself as a sacrifice to the Cobra God in Dorothy's place. Silently, Betty and Bob have slipped out into the blackness of the jungle night. An hour later, a man stumbles across the veranda to the door of Chandler's room. Chandu, the magician.
Yes? Yes, who is it?
Robert. Frank.
Well, just a minute, Robert. Come in.
What a trip.
You didn't find the place.
Oh, yes, I did. Is Dorothy... Is she...
Nothing's happened yet. Here, Robert. Drink this. And then stretch out on the bed.
I'm more tired than I thought.
I don't see how you made it there and back so soon. Take it easy, Robert. Come on, lie down. That's better. You want something to eat?
No, thanks. We had some food a couple of hours ago.
Oh, I wish I hadn't let you go. I haven't been able to do anything but not staying here.
I don't know. Maybe if you had...
So it was no use.
He won't interfere, whatever these people do.
Are you sure you saw the right man?
Oh, yes. There was a great hue and cry going on when we got there. Drums beating and a big fire in front of the shrine, or whatever they call it.
What? Before you arrived?
Yes. It was...
Good Lord. They knew you were coming.
How could they?
These village people sent a messenger ahead of you. And I'd have sworn Betong was honest.
Betong?
Yes, the village chief. You know, the man we spoke to.
Oh, yes.
I know you're worn out, Robert, but can you tell me what happened?
Nothing, Frank. The man came out. He was an old fellow, wrinkled and scrawny. He looked like an idol come to life.
I wonder if your guide made him understand what you wanted.
Oh, the old man spoke English?
What?
Of a sort. I understood him perfectly. And he knew how serious it is, Frank.
Where would a man like that learn to speak English?
Oh, what difference does it make?
It might make a great deal. These village people at least understand it, even if they won't speak it. I thought...
What?
That temple priest was a member of the Dakuka Fai. I thought he was the only one. And he might have been sent here to spy on Dr. Shaw, but now I'm beginning to wonder.
Oh, I don't care who they are. All I can think of is how I failed Dorothy. After all the risks she's run for me.
And then you can imagine what this means to me, Robert. Why can't I do something?
Frank, I know nothing whatever about the things you learned in India. But would you mind if I made a suggestion?
Of course not.
I've had similar experiences in the midst of a particularly delicate experiment. Sometimes the one thing I need eludes me. Frank, if you ever could make use of the occult, you still can. You can't have lost the power entirely.
Robert, I've tried everything. I've tried to reach those natives through their superstitions, their fears. I can't. And when I try to reach Dot, it's just as though there were a high wall between us. Unless I can break it down, I'm helpless.
I wish I could help you.
No one can but myself. That's the irony of the whole thing. Hour after hour, I sit here in the darkness.
Frank.
Don't get up, Robert.
I have some stuff in this little medicine kit Dr. Shaw gave me. He told me to take it if I couldn't sleep. Pour out some water and...
No, thanks.
But if you'd get a little sleep, you'd have an entirely new perspective.
Drugs won't help. I know that. But look here. You go to your room and sleep for a few hours. Nothing more can happen tonight.
And what will you do?
I'm going to have a look at Dr. Shaw's workshop.
Why, you can't think he's involved in this native mumbo-jumbo?
It's the one thing I haven't tried. He's away tonight. So I'm going down there and see what's in that little room he keeps shut up.
You can do it in the morning. I'll take him off for a walk down to the river and you can... I'm sorry.
Yeah, jungle trip's enough to wear out any man. All right. I'll just make sure Bob stayed in his room. Bring me the candle, will you?
Why, yes. Why, he isn't here. But where...
Oh, I'd forgotten. I left him in Betty's room. Bob? Well, they're both gone. Listen. You'd better stay here, Robert.
Not at all. Where are you going?
Yeah, but where that drum's beating. Out this way. Along here by the temple wall. There's a path here somewhere. Yes, here it is.
But go ahead, I'll follow you. Why would the children come out here at this hour?
Heaven only knows. I thought after what I said to Bob... Listen. I'm just an animal, I guess.
Why, there's a fire somewhere ahead. See the reflection?
Yes. Here, stop a minute. The path turns here.
Found these white clothes. If we're not careful, we'll burst out of the jungle and then...
Shh. We almost did just that. Yeah, look through the branches. Here. See the fire?
But the children aren't there.
Not yet, at least. There's a tribal council. There's Bitong.
Frank, the fellow standing next to him. It's that guide of mine.
The man Dr. Shaw sent to take you through the jungle. Well.
You have heard the words of Beitang. Now I will tell you what I have seen and heard. Through the jungle, I led the man whose woman is to die.
Why, it seems strange Dr. Shaw would send me with a guide who couldn't be trusted.
I'm beginning to understand a lot of things.
For his death. Because it was forbidden... I could not kill him myself.
Why, I'm lucky to have come back alive.
I led him to the great temple, to the one who sees in darkness. He is very wise. He turned his face from the man because he knew.
What does he mean?
He knew you were here, who you were. I told you they knew you were coming.
These are the words of the one who sees in darkness. Return the man to the village alive. For the way of the foreigner is not our way. When the woman dies, he will bring to the temple the great emerald.
Why, there never was a chance of his releasing Dorothy.
Wait a minute. He's not through.
And the warning came to my ears from him who sees in darkness. Let the woman die. See it done, for her brother is Chandu.
Quick, Robert. Let's get out of here. They must be captured on this island.
You go first. Your eyes are better than mine. Frank, that emerald business. It is your emerald they want.
Hurry. The council will break up in a few minutes.
But, Frank, surely you'll give them the emerald. It means Dorothy's life.
You heard what he said? They have no intention of letting her go.
You can at least try it.
Around here, we'll spot at the temple steps. If Bob and Betty are anywhere in the clearing, we should see them. They're both wearing white clothes.
Yes.
Come on. Somebody in this village beside the temple priest knew Roxor wanted that emerald. Accusing Dot of killing them is just an excuse now, I'm sure of it.
If they kill her, what difference does it make? Why they do it?
None. They do. But don't you see, Robert? The emerald has nothing to do with their superstitions or their cobra worship.
What of it?
Somebody's holding them in what you might call almost a bondage of fear. And it's an outsider, a foreigner. The temple priest was Chinese. That's why he was killed. But they're still afraid. So...
And while you theorize, Dorothy will be killed.
I'm not just... Wait. Here's the temple.
Are we going in?
No. I can't believe Bob and Betty'd go in there after all that's happened. I don't see him anywhere in the clearing, do you?
No.
I'll go up the steps and see if I can hear anything inside. I keep attendance at the altar of the Cobra day and night.
The children are probably back in their rooms by this time. Why not?
Robert, there's something up there. Right in front of the door.
My word. You have eyes like a cat.
See the shadow? Stay here. I'll go up and see.
If it's a guard...
If it is and he's seen us, the harm's done anyway.
Good Lord.
Frank, in heaven's name, what is it?
You asked for it, so here it is. Back by popular demand. Once more, Chandu offers you his amusing and mystifying magic trick that changes pennies into dimes. Chandu will send you this Assyrian money changer for just 25 cents, just a quarter and a White King granulated soap box top, or three Sierra Pine toilet soap wrappers, mailed to Chandu, Los Angeles 21. Listen. You lay a penny on a table in plain sight. Cover the penny with the mystic ruby block, the money-changing block. So coot, you say. Now take away the block. The penny has disappeared, and you see a bright silver dime instead. Do the trick over and over and over. Send for your Assyrian money changer right away. Mail a quarter and a White King soap box top, or three Sierra Pine toilet soap wrappers to Chandu, Los Angeles 21. You'll get your money changer by return mail, postpaid. Chandu the Magician is presented for your enjoyment every weekday evening. Special musical effects are by Corla Pundit. The makers of White King invite you to listen again Monday at this time when the story resumes. Chandu the Magician. This is the Mutual Don Lee Broadcasting System.